This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump Friday met with his national security team to discuss the ongoing U.S. negotiations with the Afghan Taliban. That's according to the White House, and that meeting comes amid media reports that both sides are close to striking a deal that would decide the fate of U.S. troops in Afghanistan after almost 19 years of conflict in the country. Following the meeting, President Trump said the U.S. was looking for a deal with the Taliban if possible. Democratic Congresswoman from the United States, Rashida Tlaib, now says that she will not go to Israel, even after being granted a humanitarian exemption. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Israel gave Tlaib a permit on humanitarian grounds to visit her family, but the Michigan Democrat says she will not accept, citing what she says are oppressive conditions meant to humiliate her and which would break her 90-year-old grandmother's heart. Israel's interior minister earlier said Tlaib made a formal request to visit and had agreed to follow restrictions. Under pressure from President Trump, Israel took the unprecedented step of saying it would deny Tlaib and fellow lawmakers Ilhan Omar entry to Israel and the West Bank because they back a boycott of the Jewish state. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. government says it has a warrant to seize an Iranian supertanker caught in a diplomatic standoff on the coast of the British overseas territory of Gibraltar. A court document released Friday by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington shows the court has issued a warrant to seize the vessel. The United States is seeking to take control of the Iranian oil tanker Grace One, along with the oil it carries and $995,000 on the grounds that the ship has links to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, which the U.S. has designated a terrorist organization. The Supreme Court in Gibraltar ruled Thursday the tanker can be released from detention shortly after the United States had launched a last-minute legal bid to hold it. This is VOA News. The New York City Medical Examiner has ruled Jeffrey Epstein's death a suicide. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The 66-year-old financier accused of sex trafficking was found dead in his New York jail cell last Saturday. Now the medical examiner's office has released a statement saying the autopsy and other evidence confirm Epstein hanged himself at the federal jail. He had been placed on a suicide watch last month after he was found on his cell floor with bruising on his neck, but that watch had been lifted. The attorney general says Epstein's death remains under investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The UN Security Council met privately Friday to discuss the recent escalation of tensions between India and Pakistan following India's August 5th decision to revoke the special status of Jammu and Kashmir. The OA's Margaret Bashir.
After appeals from Pakistan, permanent council member China requested the meeting. Beijing's new UN envoy, Zhang Jun, said afterwards that India's decision has changed the status quo in Kashmir and caused tensions in the region.
China is deeply concerned about the current situation and opposes any unilateral action that complicates the situation.
Kashmir has been a regional flashpoint for decades. Nuclear powers India and Pakistan have fought several wars over the disputed territory since they both gained independence from Britain in 1947. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The government of Greenland dismisses the idea that the island is for sale following media reports that U.S. President Trump has been discussing interest in purchasing the Danish territory with White House advisors. But this is not the first time the U.S. has considered purchasing the massive ice-covered island. William Henry Seward, President Abraham Lincoln's sixth Secretary of State in the 1860s, proposed both the purchase of Greenland and Iceland when he was negotiating the purchase of Alaska from Russia. A report commissioned by the State Department of the following Andrew Johnson administration concluded that Greenland's natural resources would make it a valuable investment. Police in Portland, Oregon have arrested the leader of a right-wing group on the eve of a planned demonstration this Saturday, when far-right protesters expect to come face-to-face with local anti-fascist counter-demonstrators. Police arrested Joey Gibson, the leader of the right-wing group Patriot Prayers, on Friday, prompting him to urge his followers on social media to show up in tenfold, 100-fold, for Saturday's protest. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits.